Hello, thank you guys for joining me today. We are kicking off the month of November with a perhaps introduction, perhaps for some of you, revisitation to the art of mindful living. I thought this would be a really nice topic to explore as we move into this season of giving and getting. These teachings really connect us to how we move through our daily life. Our meditation practice this time of year can be more important than ever to keep us grounded, to keep us sane and spacious. And with so much clamoring for our attention, cooking, shopping, scheduling, connecting, with all of this calling our names, it feels sort of luxurious to focus on what I consider to be some of the simplest teachings out there around mindful living. They keep us clear and awake to what really matters. And perhaps most importantly, I feel like they're really doable. Even if you can't get on a cushion every day this month or every other day this month, you can do some of these smaller practices to help keep us connected to what really matters. So for today, what we're talking about is the first in these mindful living teachings. And I first learned these from Susan Piver, who's a Buddhist meditation teacher, and I believe she learned them from her teacher. So these are very real teachings. These aren't made up. This isn't some sort of Western fluff. But these are actual teachings that have been handed down over time through lineages, giving us touchstones to how we stay super present in our daily life. The first one is clean your room. Clean your room. And it might sound silly, but this one I have found to be incredibly powerful in keeping me clear during hectic or chaotic times. The idea behind this is the importance of drawing confidence and spaciousness, even stability, from our surroundings. It's the energetic importance of being in a space that feels light, free, clear. Now, this teaching is not saying go home and do a massive clean out of your house right now. It's not saying you have to get rid of all your belongings. You don't have to do a huge spring cleaning. It's nothing like that. This teaching says pick something small that impacts you on a daily basis. For many of us, a great place to think about looking is your car. It might be the surface of your desk or your kitchen counter, if that's your catch-all for mail and junk. If you carry a lot of bags for work or for school, it might be a bag. Pick one small space that you interact with really frequently and clear it off. Go through every single item in that small space, even if it's just one drawer. Decide what you're going to keep, what you're going to give away, what you're going to repurpose, what you need to get rid of. Make a conscious choice about everything you place in this one small space. And then notice how it feels. Notice how it feels to sleep next to a clear nightstand, or to open a drawer and see everything that you might possibly need from that drawer available to you. What else does this affect in your mood, in the breath, in the way you think? Seth Godin is a author and a marketing expert. He has got a podcast, and he talks about two different ways that we can view the world. One is to view the world through the lens of scarcity. I don't have enough. I need this thing to be happy and complete, or it's on sale, so I'll get it now. This is the mindset that retailers are banking on us having this time of year, right? we end up overflowing our homes, our closets, our minds with stuff that distracts us and ultimately robs us of joy. The other option is to view the world through the lens of connection, that connecting to people, to our work, to the things that we choose to place in our space. This connection is what keeps us awake and vibrant and participating in our lives. It's what allows us access to joy. So yes, we're going to meditate today, and I encourage you to pick a moment sometime today and clear your space. One small space. Don't make this a massive project. Don't let it stress you out. Clear the space you interact with the most. And every time you revisit that space, notice how it affects your energy. What it does for you as you move through the rest of your perhaps really hectic day. All right, let's take a moment to meditate here. So if you've already been seated, go ahead and uncross your legs, recross them the other way. If you're listening to this podcast at home, you could be in a chair, on your couch, you want your feet flat on the floor or your legs crossed. Hands are gonna rest onto our lap, palms face down. And as you're ready, you'll slowly let your eyes drift closed. If it feels better for you to take a soft gaze down towards the ground, by all means, feel free to do so. Feeling yourself settle here, let's take a nice deep breath in and release a sigh. And we'll do that again. So just inhaling fully, deeply, fill yourself up. And big exhale, let it go. And allowing your breath to drift to its own natural pace. Easy inhales and exhales as you feel yourself land here in your practice. You might start by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Perhaps connecting to your intention here, why are you meditating? Our breath flows nice and easy, and you might really let yourself sit down now. Really consciously let go of your hips, your thighs. Feel the weight of your seat on the earth. Lightly lift up, lengthen your spine so that you feel tall. Crown of the head reaches for the ceiling. Tailbone settling down towards the cushions or earth beneath you. And you might even roll your shoulder blades back and down so that you really feel that light sense of engagement, of alertness across your back. And at the same time, the muscles through the face relax. The forehead, the eyes, even the jaw softens. Our breath flows nice and easy, in and out, without any need to control it or shape it. Perhaps you feel the way your chest rises and falls as you breathe. Perhaps you notice a softening in your belly. Just in letting go in the abdominal muscles so that when you breathe, it's softly through the belly. Maybe there's movement. And it's in this space of a strong spine and a weak presence and a soft front, a receptivity, it's here that we notice the breath. Starting to feel the inhales and the exhales wherever they're most apparent to you. Perhaps just inside the nose or the throat, you can really feel it as you draw breath into the body or press the breath back out again. We invite all of our awareness to rest right on the breath, that feeling of breath. And of course, the sounds around you continue, and the thoughts within you continue. You don't have to do anything but feel your breath. This is your time to meditate. Perhaps this is cleaning your space inside. Feeling your breath. And any thoughts or distractions that arise, simply let them be here. You could even acknowledge them. And gently return to the feeling of the breath. No matter how many times you drift away, returning to the feel of the breath, to the present moment. gently drawing in a deeper breath here. And as you let it go, noticing right where your mind is. Noticing if you drifted off or drifted away, just checking in. And as you start to wiggle fingers and toes, you'll bring yourself right back, gradually opening up your eyes. Maybe together, taking a deep breath in here, and a nice exhale, let it all go. And as we let go of our practice and we move into our week, we'll just hold in mind that when we're able to do seated practice as consistently as our lives allow, we do it. That's clearing our mental space, our inner space. And to help hold us in this mindful state, we take time to clean our room, to clean our space. Pick one small area today. Clean it out. Place what you need in that space mindfully, thoughtfully. And notice how your surroundings impact you. Thank you guys so much for meditating today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Namaste.